Chris, a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, and tonight I'm joined by Superfly TNT Travis and Andrew, the Guns of the Navarone.
This guy's got it. That's probably one of our best ones.
What does that even mean?
Who cares?
First of all, destruction. You didn't allow Travis to, you know, say something after you introduced him so that people know that it's his voice.
It's supposed to be Ice TNT, by the way.
Well, it's from Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
I never watched that movie. Is it good?
It's a good movie.
I still like it.
I was kind of sad there wasn't a fourth person, because the fourth person was going to be whoever it was they shot Marvin in the face.
What movie?
Pulp Fiction.
I haven't seen it. I've heard so good.
It's pretty good.
It's got Sam Jackson in it.
It does. And John Travolta. Sure. They kill people.
Is that true?
In the movie, Yes. Maybe in real life.
Funny thing about
Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
In Captain America, the Winter Soldier, You know how he has that little list of things he's keeping for, like to catch up on pop culture for the past 60 years? It says Star Wars on there.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
The leader S.H.I.E.L.D. is Sam Jackson, and
I'm pretty sure
Mace Windu is...
specifies who? Original trilogy for Star Wars.
No, it says Star Wars.
Just Star Wars? I thought it said original trilogy.
No, it says Star Wars. And I thought that was funny. I was like, Sam Jackson in both of them. Oh boy, he's gonna be in for an awakening.
I'll give that a chuckle. We're gonna record the next one like Monday of next week. Be ridiculous. Well, you said you have like 4 Christmases to go to. I figure that'll take up most of the end of next week, so.
Okay, I lied. I only have 3 Christmases to go to.
Wow! Lying to your co-hosts.
Dude,
I see how it is.
Just as many, because I have a significant other and I have to go visit all those, and like she has 3. I have 2. I have 5 Christmases. You know what y'all wanna go to?
One.
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 Just one.
One.
I probably won't have any, so there's that.
That's sad.
Eh,
is your family, like, Jewish?
No, but we just don't really do
anything. Does he look Jewish to you?
It's super Jewish.
If anybody does, it's your nose.
Wow.
I do have a large racist. Nose.
Is that racist?
Yeah, sure it is. So,
Andrew could be adopted.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, I'm sure his parents are only, like, 4 feet tall, so... What other explanation is
there? They're actually all dwarves, so.
I actually did know a guy in high school where he was like 6'8", and one of his parents was a dwarf.
Nice.
He got lucky then.
Pretty funny.
He dodged the bullet.
So I got some big news I want to share on this podcast.
You're pregnant?
Wait. Isn't this? You haven't even introduced what this cast is.
I'm 18 months pregnant. I've got a bun in the oven. What? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. It's late night cast.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 10 o'clock at night
cast.
Right now.
You got to talk sexy.
The late cast.
Hello, pretty kitties.
I don't know how to do that.
Pretty kitties.
I don't know how to talk sexy. That's pretty not in my kitties. Repertoire, so I'm not doing that.
How'd you get this far in life, then?
I mean, by not talking to girls. It's pretty easy, actually. You'd be surprised.
He's right.
See? I'm going to wait till you're done playing with your phone before I continue.
He's probably bringing up Beefy and Teethy.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be a good thing to start right now.
It's okay. That wasn't weird at all.
Is this how you talk to your girlfriend, like, when you're initiating sex?
All the time. Get over here, baby.
Yeah,
I want to tell you something.
It's, like, actually just all the time. There's no special occasions for this type of voice.
That's why she can't listen to the podcast, because she'll find out what you really sound like.
Yeah.
No, more like she'll just get moist as she's driving if she hears
it. So, okay. Like, a couple months ago or whatever, it was raining outside as we were leaving, and you said, apparently girls don't like it when you say moist.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen that before. Ever since then, I don't know if I'm just sensitive to it, but I've noticed multiple occasions where people are like, I hate that word. Girls are saying, I hate that word moist. It's like, ew. I'm like, why did this start?
Girls hate that word, and they also hate chunk.
Is that true?
Those are the two most hated words in the American language.
Moist and chunk.
Moist and chunk.
I would have thought something like xylophone would have been a hated
That's just hard to
word.
Spell. That's not
even that hard to spell.
How do you spell it?
Z-Y-L-O-F-O-N-E.
That's not true.
Did I say Z? Oh my god, I'm dumb.
God, I'm an X. Cut that out.
Nope.
Make me look smarter than I actually am.
We had a segment where he thought goats were sheep, so we have to have...
That's not just a segment. That's, like, ongoing.
Well,
it's a real thing.
God, I can't believe I said Z.
You said Z.
My mouth betrays me. every hate day. This podcast. So
tell us your story.
All right. So we've been doing this podcast for like 6 months now.
Yeah, we are.
Like this is episode 24, so it's, you know, give or take a few weeks that we missed.
Are we monetized? Are we going to bring in the great bucks?
No. That will never happen because not nearly enough people will ever watch this. But
we got like 200 accumulative views.
Yeah. It's about 200 on episode one, and then the rest is just...
It's really more like we just do this for fun.
Yeah.
That's what counts.
So, but I finally put the podcast on iTunes, so there's that.
Oh.
We're on iTunes now?
I don't know if you can actually find it in the search right now, because it said it took a little while for that to show up.
Was that the big, big news?
That is the big, big news.
That I couldn't miss?
Yeah, you can't miss
I'm disappointed.
Also, the whole 18 months pregnant thing.
Well, I could tell that by your figure.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? But yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Do you have any other news for us?
No, that's it. So if you want to listen, if you'd rather listen to this on iTunes, you can go do that now.
That's awesome.
Rather than
how do we search it? Did you put M7?
No.
Thank goodness, because that's so hard to find it.
I put the, I think the author name is like Mach7 Animation, and then I think the titles for the podcast should be Mach7 Podcast.
Okay, good.
Or just his podcast
number. Shows up.
It's possible. It shows up when I tried searching it, so it should be good.
Good.
That's good.
That's really exciting, though.
Yeah.
That's like, and it's free. You can pull it up whenever.
Yeah. I finally figured out how to do it.
No, we're going to charge Travis $50 a show.
I was expecting 99 cents a cast.
Where we don't have to pay.
We can trick all the first 200 people, and then after that.
Yeah, if if only, you know, iTunes allowed that.
Yeah. Well,
you can't actually put prices on any podcast, so
they're
all free.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I finally found a free place to host the audio where we don't have to pay anything.
I'm so excited. So. That's really neat to say that I'm on iTunes.
And the website finally came in handy because I need that to make the feed to gift iTunes. So.
Ah, Weebly! Nice.
There you go. That was the worst high five of all time.
One more time. Yeah, look at the elbow. I didn't look at the
elbow. I didn't either.
It's pretty good, though.
Had a nice little reverberation.
That's going to be audibly cool on the thingy.
I don't know. I mean, cool, annoying, maybe. I'd accept annoying. I don't think cool is quite the right word. But
so, Chris.
So, me.
What'd you bring to the story tonight?
My intro.
Good intro.
It was a good intro. What else?
Oh, Abby's not here, so I can talk about The Walking Dead, too.
It's true.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to play it.
So, beat The Walking Dead 2.
Nice.
I bought it on Steam sale.
How was it?
I...
Can you tell your story, please?
What was the thingy?
You're clackling your thingy.
Don't fuck with the watch. I'll just take it off.
Good point.
I'm trying to help you.
Just take it all off.
I tried to be as like incognito as I could.
Or else I'll just
late night cast.
Late night cast.
Fucking with it the entire podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So I enjoyed it. It was like $5. It differentiates from the first one in that, as I sort of talked about last time, you play as an 11-year-old girl.
Girl.
I can't
girl.
Talk Gargoyle. To
you. You play as an 11-year-old Coral.
Hey, Coral! You sound like Rick.
Which is appropriate. You play as an 11-year-old girl, and this differentiates from the first one, where you play as a scary black man.
I don't know if scary is the right word, but...
You can play it scary.
I guess that's true, yeah.
I mean, the big way this differentiates things is, in the first one, almost every conversation you have the option to, like, either physically threaten somebody or tell them to fuck off.
Doesn't work quite as well as an 11-year-old girl.
You don't even get the option to, but then finally, at the end of the game, at, like, the very last choice you can make... You get the chance to be like, you know what? You're fucking insane. And it made my day.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Telltale games are pretty good.
Yeah, I do enjoy them.
I just started watching Honest Trailers.
Yeah?
Have you ever heard of those?
I have.
I've heard of them, but
I haven't watched them. They're pretty freaking funny. It's just a bunch of random clips and this guy doing an announcer. And it's completely comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It brings up like all the bad things about the movie or whatever. And
of course,
it's really funny. Like when they're talking about Divergent, they're like, "We've done this one already. This is Hunger Games, isn't it?" And they just keep going over again. It's so good. I highly
Hunger
recommend.
Hunger Games is just battle royale, Twitch.
It really is. Yeah, that's a good movie.
I liked the book a lot better.
I believe it. Have you ever watched CinemaSins?
I do.
Cinema, have you watched the one for Battle Royale?
I didn't realize Battle Royale had a Cinema Sins.
It does. Watch that. You'll hate the movie less. I mean, you'll hate the movie more, I should say.
Well, I already kind of hate the movie because it's very Japanese.
What do you got against the Japanese?
What's the problem with that?
I'm racist over here.
It's too Asian for you?
No.
Wow.
Like,
is that what you're saying?
There are different, like, cinematic elements and thematic elements.
Why, just because of Japan? Forget it.
Okay. it's very evidently, even if you were to, like, put all white actors in there and they're speaking English, certain cinematic elements differentiate.
Kung Fu. Kung Pao, is that the one? Well, the spoof on Asian, like, martial arts movie?
It's like, the movie is...
No, it's Chicken.
No,
I've heard of Kung Pao. I do know what you're talking about.
That's a funny movie.
And there are parts of it that are like much more campy.
I love camping.
You don't.
You're right. I don't.
I've tried to get you to go camping in the past.
You've never heard of something being camp, like the 1960s Batman.
Yes.
What's camp?
You know, like
in that contest.
Oh.
It's a certain style. Story.
You can't explain. You don't even know what it is either.
It's
24.
Like,
this is episode 24. That means we have recorded at least one full day of audio and put it on the internet.
That's true.
It's like the 1960s Batman. That's a great example of camp movies. They're like B-movie style productions.
You could have said that.
But a B-movie is not necessarily camp. It's...
Trevor, just look it up on your phone. You'll be fine.
Doesn't know what roguelikes are, doesn't know what a sheep is, doesn't know what camp means.
Doesn't know what a sheep is.
It just makes me mad that, like, he yelled at you for being on your phone, and then he's just on his phone, like,
I'm
three
sorry.
Times this
there's
podcast.
There's a certain situation that I've never been in before that is happening right now.
You want to talk about it?
You're pregnant?
It is actually a late-night podcast, but, I mean, I should not discuss it. Just
He's probably not playing Tetris,
that's
so
lame.
There is that.
That's a bummer. I would have.
No, it's not Tetris.
I would have allowed it if it was Tetris.
Oh, well, in that case.
I moved my legs. I was joking.
Oh.
Put your phone away.
Fuck you.
So I got some news.
Okay. Are you pregnant?
I don't know who the dad is.
Is it you?
No.
Oh. Do you impregnate yourself?
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You ever see that movie with
Hermaphrodisiac?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh my gosh. He didn't impregnate himself though.
Nah, whatever. It's all the same.
I am actually really torn right now.
Yeah? How many pieces?
I can't even count.
Like six? A whole six piece?
No, like 16.
Wow, that's a lot of pieces.
I'm actually starting to tear up just right now. I sold the Jeep.
Oh,
wow.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That's new.
You know, and...
that was only a theme on the podcast, like, you know, 4 weeks ago or so.
Yeah.
It's actually longer than that. It was, in October.
It's all the same.
And there's just this big hole in my driveway right now, where my heart used to be.
Fill it with snow, you'll be fine. There's plenty of that.
Nature's taking care of that. Oh, it sucks. It was just cold. There was no snow. It was sunny, just cold for like the past couple weeks. And now then it went like windy and rainy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's snowing all the time.
I mean, like 2 days ago it was 50 degrees out
or
something.
Yeah, and rainy. Yeah.
The snow was melted off of my car. I was so happy.
Yeah, and it was all like
weird.
Super foggy too. It was almost scary to drive.
I mean, I didn't drive. I just
I
looked outside and noticed
I don't
that.
I have a choice.
Just looked outside for a few seconds like, I'm not going out there.
Like you could see like maybe 20 yards ahead of you.
Well, yeah.
Through the fog.
I did have to walk through it.
Oh.
You almost got hit by like three cars and a bicycle.
How'd that work?
Would the bicycle really have done anything?
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder.
No, no.
I feel like it would probably just bounce off you.
It would get wrecked.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
But yeah, so I sold it.
Nice. How much for?
Like $3?
No, it was...
Like six?
It was well over $2,000.
Wow. That's more than $6.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is, I bought for $5, but it being in the condition it is, and then we're in a very, you know, economically repressed area. Can't just be asking what I would get in Grand Rapids.
You should have sold it to some, like, hotshot professor.
Why?
Well, maybe they needed a broken Jeep.
Pay more than
$2,000? Maybe
I
they wanted
know.
To experiment on it.
Well, that actually would have been kind of an idea for the engineering department.
Yeah. They could have blown it up.
Look at how not to build a cross piece here. Because when it rusts a little bit, it just busts. Yeah, so.
It's unfortunate. Are you going to be able to make it through it, this tough time?
The money helps.
Yeah. As it usually does.
But it's not enough because, like, I have to go pay my parents for the loan. This is the very first loan I've ever done besides mm-hmm. student loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my parents were nice enough to give me a loan, so I have to give them money back for that.
Right.
And I have to pay rent.
Right.
And that basically leaves me with no money to actually feel better with.
All right. Well,
so
it all evens out.
Yeah.
You could just drink.
You know when the last time I saw a shirt with a pocket was?
The last time you looked at one of my shirts?
Have you ever thought about putting, like, a cup in that pocket?
No.
And calling it pocket cup?
No.
Oh.
Are you referencing something?
Do I ever say anything that isn't a reference to something else?
That's true.
No.
Come on, man.
He's pretty poor when it comes to original stuff.
It's true. I just hope that other people don't watch what I watch, and then, you know, it sounds original.
Oh, no. I get a lot of your references.
Well, you get some of them.
Well.
I'm sure there's a bunch that go over your head.
Like Too Many Cooks.
Too Many Cooks. No, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. That was...
Awesome? Yeah, you're right.
No, that was way too much.
It's probably why we got the one dislike.
I hope so.
I was sitting there thinking. They probably didn't
it
like
It totally
too many
was
cooks.
Not me who
oh,
did that.
They should have watched Too Many Cooks, and they would have understood it. Hmm. Perfect. Problem solved. I wonder if I can, like, get that guy banned.
Probably not.
That disliked the video. I'm going to try my hardest.
So, yeah, a guy who
Man,
disliked
if
the
only...
video, fuck you.
If only Travis had his list.
Yeah, thank you! I knew it! Earlier we were discussing how he was saying that lists always are bad. I'm like, no.
Yeah, they're pretty
listen
bad.
Last week, and the list was awesome. He's like, no,
yeah,
they're
the
pretty bad.
Okay.
And I was like, no. Every time there's an awkward silence, you looked at me, you're like, so Travis, what's next on the list? And I was like, I got something for you. And now look. Because
I knew
I'm
you
would have
brought it up anyway, so I figured that was an easier transition for you.
Yeah, but the thing is that we actually had a transitional piece.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Yeah.
Might as well just end this podcast.
Okay, well.
I need to go to bed.
It was nice talking to you guys.
But we're not ending it, are we?
No.
No,
okay. We need to talk about something.
I talked about something already.
Your turn again. I talked about a few things.
I don't have anything else. So.
The only thing I have to talk about is how I was thinking about going out and buying, like, a bottle of rum for the podcast.
Oh, you should have done that.
Because
please continue.
Why didn't you do that?
Because
I would have watched
drunk
you
cast?
Drink it. It would have been hilarious.
Yeah, and I
would
have
That would have been fantastic.
Shot glasses and...
Why didn't you do this?
Because I only have, like, $10 in my
Did I just tell
account?
You how much money I had? I am literally at zero. I can't even afford a can of corn.
A can of corn.
That's, like, 50 cents, right? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't buy corn.
Well,
that's a vegetable,
I
so.
I have to save my money for cans of corn, so I can't go out and buy
No,
rum
you.
And...
If you have money and you're in college, it strictly goes to grain alcohol.
I would have donated money to you just to watch you guys get drunk on the podcast.
I wouldn't have gotten drunk.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
have
gotten
I'd,
drunk.
I would have forced you to.
Like
just down the whole bottle.
Just an IV.
It would have taken quite a bit.
In vitro?
What?
That's not what IV stands for.
No, it's not. Intravenous.
You're right, it's not.
You said in vitro.
I said IV drip.
Oh, I thought you said in vitro. I was
no.
Like, that is not what it's
intravenous.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all knew that.
I'm a biomedical student. No,
yeah?
I'm not.
What are you?
I'm accounting.
That's
same,
right.
Same thing, really. I mean.
That's right. How can we make money?
not through this podcast, apparently.
Dude, no way. We just keep doing it. We never,
I don't
we never
help
stop.
You make money. I just let you know how much money you're losing.
How much money
then
am I losing?
You're a bad accountant.
Right now.
When you make money. Make us money. Get your stockholder friends.
I don't have
stockholder. Do some stuff in the
you
background.
You think I had
cool
stockholder it. Friends? You'd think I'd have student loans?
I don't know if you do or don't.
I'm
you got rid of that whole car issue thing real quick, so I'm thinking that there's something kind of black magic behind the background for you.
Shout out to Black Magic. Good capture card.
What?
Black Magic is a capture card. Never mind.
What is that?
What?
What was that reference to?
Black Magic is a capture card.
What is a capture card?
Oh, my God. You guys are useless.
Oh, like... Video capture card?
Yeah.
I'm playing like Pokemon capture, like I capture your card.
What,
I'm like,
what is it? What?
Like for video games to be able to record stuff on your computer.
Oh, okay.
Like capture card.
I get it now.
Yeah. I got you.
Good work. Proud of you.
Have you guys seen The Wolf on Wall Street? Wall Street?
No, I've heard about it, though.
Oh, my gosh. You haven't seen it?
Nope.
Have you seen it?
No, I don't watch movies.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a good movie.
Well, there's
it's
something
such a good fucking
talk.
Movie.
There's something to talk about.
Good thing we have the explicit tag on iTunes, because
that
was
do
a good
we?
Call on my part.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a good call.
Wait, we, you did?
Yeah. Well, we can say whatever we want now.
Well, yeah.
Why did you put that on?
Because we're mushroom cloud laying motherfuckers.
Did you know that you are allowed to say one F-bomb in PG-13 movies now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Isn't Die Hard PG-13?
Die Hard is PG.
Yeah, see?
Die Hard didn't cuss.
Yeah.
All the
time.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Easy. This is late night cast. We don't use those words.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
There we go.
I'm moist.
I feel a bit chunky.
Also,
I always feel chunky.
Don't give him that look, Travis. Don't even start. I can give him that look because I haven't been on my phone yet this podcast.
Well, you haven't gotten hot tub photos right now.
That's
so
true.
So ease up there, kiddo.
Nobody would ever.
That's a situation I've never
photos.
Been in before.
Is that the actual situation?
That's the actual situation, I promise you.
You're getting hot tub photos?
I'm getting hot tub
That's
photos.
Not nearly as important as I thought it would be. Oh, I thought of something.
I don't understand that train of thought.
You'll find out. So, the other day, I thought I had cancer, so.
What the fuck does that have to do with hot
tub? Give
himself
a breast examination while he's in a hot tub.
I said, that's not nearly as important as I thought it was. You know, the other day, I noticed that I had this weird lump on, like, the inside of my bottom lip. I was like, oh, this probably isn't good. So, I was like, yeah, maybe it'll just go away on its own. A couple days go by. It starts turning, like, a weird color. I'm getting kind of nervous about this now. And then, like, yesterday it was gone, so. I don't.
Your cancer just left?
I don't think it was cancer. I had no idea what happened there.
Did you like accidentally bite your lip or something?
Maybe. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, maybe you just like accidentally hit your face when you were sleeping.
Could have been. I'm known to move around a lot when I sleep and slap myself in the face.
Like after my wisdom teeth got pulled out and my face was still numb, I accidentally bit my lip and took a huge chunk out of it.
Well, I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
I haven't,
the same situation.
I haven't,
and, well, like, the scar tissue developed such that there's now, like, a permanent lump on.
That sucks.
I mean, it's whatever. I've actually bitten it off a couple times, but it grows back.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, I got a piece of food stuck in the hole for a little while. That was pretty annoying.
I have not had my wisdom teeth pulled yet.
Mm.
It's an experience.
It's not nearly as bad as most people make it out to be.
Well, but no, because they give
wasn't.
You Vicodin.
Exactly.
And everything's better with Vicodin, yeah. Huh?
I also threw up after the first time I took Vicodin, so there's that.
Really? My dad's sick when he takes it, too.
It's only because I hadn't eaten anything. Because, you know, I just had my wisdom teeth taken out, so I was like, yeah. And you're kind of supposed to eat something. Shout out to Vicodin. Good pills.
Never tried them.
Yeah. You should. It's a good time.
Just.
I really haven't had the need for it. You know, I haven't had any surgeries.
Chop your leg off.
I've gotten plenty of, like, owies before, but I've never actually been prescribed.
Owies.
Shut up. I've never been prescribed Vicodin or painkillers before. Only, like, antibiotics. Even when I got bit by the dog or the wolf or whatever it was.
Well, you can get the same equivalency by just swallowing an entire bottle of Tylenol.
Perfect.
I feel like that's more hazardous for your health.
You'll be fine.
I think there's that whole stomach bleeding thing that comes in.
No, you're actually thinking of Motrin.
That's actually acetaminophen?
No, Motrin is ibuprofen. Tylenol is acetaminophen.
Mm.
Ibuprofen will give you ulcers. Acetaminophen will kill your liver.
Man, this podcast...
Pass the Vicodin.
These are important distinctions.
This podcast is so, like...
late night
instructional. What's the word I'm looking? Informational. What am I looking
You're
for?
You're pretty bad
Educast.
With words.
Educast.
Look, it's past my bedtime. I'm tired.
What was the word you used earlier? Pedantident.
The what?
Pedantic.
Yeah, that's
pedantic.
The one.
Yeah, that's a real word.
Yeah,
it is.
And
it is a real word.
Does describe what you were talking about?
No, it does not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does.
Okay, what's a word for, like, when you're looking down upon somebody and, like, thinking you're better than them?
Patronizing.
Yes.
Well, it's also a word.
No, that's the word.
All right.
Yours is being stupid.
Also conceited.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking down on somebody, conceited,
yeah. Pedantic.
Arrogant. No, it's not pedantic.
Pretty sure it is.
Oh, he's looking at the hot tub again.
No.
It's weird. Pedantic is when you like talk down to someone because you think that they're less intelligent than you.
It's
the whole concept.
I
know how to spell it. Z Z P T S E.
Of or like a pedant.
So what the
fuck? Please don't look up what pedant is and just use that as your argument.
Fussy, finicky.
That's not even right.
Meticulous, precise. That's not.
Maybe I don't know what pedantic means.
You do not know what pedantic means.
Maybe I've been using it wrong this whole time. Or maybe the website you're looking at just sucks.
Google
dictionary.com. Do it.
Many of the essays are long, dense, and too pedantic to
ostentatious in
appeal.
One's learning. Overly concerned with minute details or formalisms, especially in teaching.
Keep going, because these are nothing like patronism.
I think there's a difference between patronism and being patronizing.
Guess what? Today's word of the day is chutzpah.
Dude, I love things with chutzpah.
Audacity, nerve. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
The more you know.
It's like
pedantic
Nazi.
Does not mean the same thing as patronizing.
No, it doesn't.
I'm learning so much today.
You remember a few podcasts ago?
When you said that goats are male sheep? Yeah, I do remember
the
that.
Same exact podcast, I believe it was.
Oh, my.
You asked me if I could take you somewhere.
Yeah.
Could you please just remind me of the whole conversation that we had?
I asked you if you could drive me to the airport.
Yeah.
You said to ask my roommates first,
mm-hmm.
and then I did.
And then
they said they couldn't, so then I asked you again.
But I had a stipulation.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I don't remember what that stipulation is.
It was you had to ask me again on the podcast.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I do remember that. If you listen to the podcast, it's there.
Is it?
Oh, it's there. I promise you guys. You can go listen to that podcast, and you can go comment and be like, wow, Travis is right.
I'm going to do that. Please I might just do. Say, wow, Travis is right on every podcast, I think.
And then people will think you're dumb because they'll think you're talking about goats.
It's true.
It's a real thing.
Goats are a real
yes,
thing.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Sheeps are also a real but distinctly different thing.
Yeah, guys are different than girls. Thank you for noticing. So you have something to ask me?
One of them has like 60 chromosomes. One has 40. I don't see how they're the same thing.
Guys versus girl. XY versus XX.
But they have the same number of chromosomes. Mm. So are you saying that goats are just like autistic sheep?
No, you're looking at Wikipedia.
I'm not. That was on sheep101.info.
That doesn't sound like a credible source.
Pretty sure it is.
You
have
know,
you seen it? It's pretty
tests
legit.
Tests have proven that Wikipedia is approximately as accurate as most printed and published encyclopedias.
I agree. Well, it depends on the subject, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, once you start getting really fine in that type of stuff, then it's really...
Also, more recent subjects... Or is it subjects that aren't looked up very much are subjects that aren't looked up very much are moderated less?
Yeah.
So people can get away with changing them a little bit.
But I think, like, I wouldn't include it on, like, my bibliography, but I think I would include it, like, I would use it as a starting point for, like, Civil War, and then go from there and look for sources and stuff to look up.
How often do you have to look up the Civil War?
Actually, I just had a military history class, so I had to look up constantly.
Just all the time.
Every damn day.
You actually have PTSD from the Civil War, even though it's just
from every
it
war,
up.
Actually.
Yeah. Every war.
It accumulated.
Nice. How's
but
that
anyway,
treating you?
Do you have something to ask me?
Okay, so Travis, my roommates can't drive me to the airport tomorrow. Can you?
Depends what time.
Does it actually, or are you just
screwing
with
me? No. It totally depends.
So the plane leaves at 1:18. Boarding begins at...
AM or PM?
PM. Boarding begins at 12:55. So I should probably be there by like 12:30, because I already
need to be there at least half an hour before, because then they stop the boarding thing before that.
I already have my boarding pass, and I don't need to check a bag or anything. So
oh,
I could be there whenever.
Okay, so 12:30.
Yeah.
All right, I'll pick you up around 12.
Perfect.
Sounds like a plan, guys.
We can pick you up too if you really want.
Yeah, you
want
to go?
Not particularly.
I'll pick you up,
dude. It'll be so much fun.
You have something to do at noon?
Sleep.
You sleep past noon?
Every day.
If I don't have anything to do, yeah.
How can you?
I am a little upset I have to wake up by
Well,
like
you
11
see,
or so,
what I do is I force myself to stay up till 5 a.m.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because it gives me more time to do things.
You know, you could just do it the opposite and have more time during the daylight.
Not a day person. Never have been.
What is daylight?
I don't it even burns, know. I guess.
It does. Damn straight.
Dude, that sun's so
Why
hot.
Why do you think I wear this hat?
Because you're hiding your bald spot. Look at all those bald spots.
So bald.
It's almost like I shaved my head.
Almost, but not quite.
Yeah, but like with your left hand while you weren't looking.
Joke's on you, he's left-handed.
No, he's not.
Yeah, you're right. I don't actually know if that's true.
He wouldn't put his watch on his left hand if he's left-handed.
That's correct.
Yeah, you're actually not wrong.
Fuck you and the goats.
Why would you want to fuck the goats?
You know, they're just male sheep. It's fine. Yes, that is me mocking you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not agreeing with you.
This is Mach 7.
You've already made that joke once.
I don't fucking care.
Multiple times. Too many cooks. Bringing it back. If he can bring that joke back, I'm bringing mine back.
That'll keep talking sexy.
That's fine.
My jokes don't get us dislikes, though.
That's true. Look, we don't know that guy's reasoning, okay? He could be a very rational individual and just hate Abby.
There is a pattern.
Is there actually, though?
Abby hasn't been on forever. Also, and Abby's on one. All of a sudden, we get dislike.
Well, that could just be coincidence.
Hmm. Is that a thing?
No.
That's like pedantic.
I probably don't know what coincidence means. Can't believe I spelled xylophone with a Z.
I can't either.
I'm freaking dumb.
Yeah, you are. And blind.
I am pretty blind.
And ridiculously tall.
Well, look, let's not go too far.
Those are like
come on.
The three worst things to be.
Right.
Dude, no way. You want to try reaching the top shelf? No chance. I got that covered.
I don't need the top shelf.
I got that top shelf on lock.
You're like a foot taller than I am, and I have trouble running into things with my head, so I can't imagine what it must be like.
It's not even that hard to not run into things.
Oh, he has his head at my place all the time.
I do. There's like a chandelier like in the middle of his room. Like, why is this here?
Well, I guess for you, you probably think to duck.
That's true, I do.
I'm not used to, like, oh, I'm putting my grocery cart away. Oops, the cart barn smacks me in the head.
Cart barn. Is that what it's called?
Other people call it a cart corral. But
cart corral.
I've just never heard it called that. Barn. I just call it the cart return thingy. I didn't know it had an actual name.
Cart corral. All
right, that's fine.
Barn, though, that's pretty creative. It depends if it has a roof or not. If it doesn't have a roof, then it's more like a ranching field.
It had a lower low enough
field.
It had a low enough.
It's like an aisle. Field. How is that a field?
Hey, they don't have to be circular.
But it's. I guess. What is your field for? Slugs?
No, it's for carts.
They're straight things, right? They're not circular.
They're for carts.
Slugs are actually kind of cylindrical.
Horses, they're super circular.
I fucking cut you!
Oh my god. You went from 0 to 40 real quick there.
I thought it was 0 to 60.
No, just to 40. He didn't quite go that fast.
But back to his being tall.
I am tall. That is true.
The thing he also has to be concerned about is when he buys a vehicle, how tall he is because of the leg space.
Yeah.
Now, it's got to be awful for him because in a lot of vehicles, my head brushes up against the top.
Yeah. It's pretty annoying.
It doesn't even bother me like because I'm the appropriate height if I'm American.
Hey, shut up. Don't laugh at me because I'm different.
Fuck yeah!
I'll bleep that out. We can get the clean tag back in.
Come in this game to save the motherfucking
day. Or you can give us one F,
yeah.
So we can be PG-13.
Right. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think iTunes cares about PG-13 ranking.
I don't
rating.
Think iTunes cares
ranking?
Either.
I started watching, have you guys heard of Rhett and Link?
Yes.
Yeah.
I started watching them. They're fantastic.
They had
them.
A couple guest appearances on Epic Rap Battles of History.
Are they really?
Yes.
They were the Mario brothers, or the Wright brothers?
They're the Wright brothers, yeah. And they also play Leonardo da Vinci and Donatello.
Oh, yeah.
Renaissance artist one.
Those are good videos.
They also did their own rap battle that was Geek versus Nerd. That
I heard
they
have some really good songs. Like, I've just started watching them the past week. This is such a good show. Like,
there's also, like, a Who's the Manliest rap battle that's pretty good.
And they have, like, the reason I saw it is just for some reason it was, like, how to beat, like, a nice competition. Like, what you do is just give each other compliments the whole time.
I don't think I could do that.
And I'm like,
you guys should try that one day.
No.
I was like, this is just incredible. Like, I was like, this is so funny. And then I just started watching more and more and more, and now I had to subscribe. It's so good. Like, it's such good, clean entertainment.
I started watching some of it, but
Then you stop.
I stopped. It was just one of those, hey, I feel like browsing the YouTubes tonight. I'll watch as much Rhett and Link as possible. And then I did, and then I stopped.
You should do it again. Have you watched any Good Morning Mythical?
No.
I mean Good Mythical Morning?
GMM? No.
It's really good.
Never watched any of it. The only thing I've seen Rhett and Link in are like the YouTube rewinds.
I just saw that. It made me so mad that PewDiePie wasn't it.
I know. Which we aren't in, by the way, which, you know, kind of a jip. I'm a little mad about it. A little salty. Should have been in it.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel when they get to 200 viewers.
Yeah.
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 But what we need to do is we need to start talking about conspiracy theories and then tag conspiracy theories as part of the podcast, because then we'll get a shit ton of viewers.
He's actually not wrong.
Let's talk about the conspiracy theory about how goats are male sheep, and then just go from there.
Government, they made that fucking website that you believe in.
Government just genetically engineered them that way.
Could be.
Do you guys believe in time travel? Like, they have those videos where people are like supposedly from the future.
No.
In the pictures. I don't think so either. Like, no. This guy's dressed like he's from the 80s. And when he's in a 50s picture, I'm so it's a t-shirt and jeans. Is that
magical,
different across?
There's like, this magical thing called Photoshop.
Well, that too. But I mean, like, there really hasn't been that much of a style change.
I mean, there has, but...
Since the 50s?
Yeah. A pretty decent style change from
since
the
50s. Yeah, I'd
say. But I mean, to find one guy wearing something like we wear now.
I know.
Well, yeah. Like, I'll look at... My family sometimes looks at old pictures and from, like, the 70s. And there's people... They're just, like, wearing a t-shirt, flannel, and jeans. And it's
Or, like, girls wear, like, stuff today that was worn back in
the... Yeah, and it's like, yeah, there are some styles that have changed, but it's always, like, just the it shit that changes. Yeah. All of the, you know, things that actual normal people wear are pretty static. I'd say the only difference is hoodies are worn more frequently now.
I would agree with that statement.
But
it's also going to be like, you could wear something that is kind of uncommon and say that, like, oh, I'm wearing something from 10 years from now. It's like, it's not really proof of anything.
Conspiracy theory, time travel, debunked.
Wait. What about the ones that you kind of see, like, a phone in somebody's hand when they're, you know, next to their face?
What? Do those exist?
Have you ever seen those pictures?
No.
No.
Looks like somebody's talking on a cell phone back in like 1930s, 40s, black and white.
They're probably just like
Photoshop.
Probably just like, you know,
trying to look cool,
or just, you know, like itching their face.
You probably
like
don't even need to Photoshop it. You could probably get a group of people together, put them in like 30s clothes, and have one of them talk on the cell phone, take a picture, and then grayscale it or sepia it.
Boom.
It's easy. You can do that in Microsoft Word.
Theory debunked.
Word.
Yeah, you can do it in Word. Mm.
Yeah, you can insert the image, and then there's an artistic effect. You can do that. Sepia is it.
Now you know.
Which you can also do a lot of that photo editing stuff on Xbox now for your clips, which I just learned how to do. And I just uploaded my very first picture and shared it.
That was a good transition.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Like, I did not realize that, like, Xbox has become a social media whore.
Yeah.
It's too bad
nobody cares about the social media side
of
it.
Nobody really does. So. I mean, they might later on.
Microsoft cares about the social media side of it.
Yeah, have you heard about it?
No.
It's literally like an active feed where you can like post stuff. Like, I can upload clips onto my feed where, like, you know, your feed is actually running all the time. Like, Travis just uploaded this clip. Well, let's check it out. You can like it.
So it's kind of like Raptor.
And kind of. And now you don't have friends now. You have followers.
Yeah, I have more followers than I have friends.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that happened. Maybe it's because of our Twitch thing.
Could be.
I've never had friends. I've always just had followers.
That's kind of depressing.
Isn't it?
It's a little depressing, yeah.
Well, I have over 100 followers.
Wow, congratulations.
I feel pretty good about that.
I got like 10, so I'm pretty awesome. I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm not high-fiving that.
I was going to make you feel less sad.
Oh, well. Nice. Good try. Didn't work. It was a downer cast.
But yeah, so I was actually able to edit and upload a picture for the first time.
Congratulations.
I actually felt pretty cool about it.
Man.
Has 15 views already this morning.
Damn, that's more than most of our podcasts. You should start advertising our podcasts on your feed.
I don't know if that's even possible, is it?
Sure it is. Why not?
Just edit a picture to say Mach 7 Podcast.
I mean, I'm sure you could watch it on YouTube.
Voiceover, too.
Yeah.
You can watch what on YouTube.
You can watch the podcast on YouTube and then share that you watched this video, I'm sure.
Ah.
I would imagine.
I have 100 followers.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get like...
How many times are you going to say that?
30 views.
Nice. Looking forward to that. Aboard the money train. Choo-choo!
They'll look at... Everybody will look at the first one.
Speaking of money.
They'll just gradually decide it's not worth it.
Oh, yeah, like everybody else that's totally true.
Yeah.
Let's totally talk about money right now.
Money!
No, I got a better topic. What are having the t-shirts?
Good question.
I was just thinking about
ask
that the
other Rachel.
Day.
She's the one who's in charge of that.
Rachel, who shows up all the time.
Nobody shows up anymore.
She shows up when you're not there.
Oh, really?
I wonder if there's a correlation. Yeah, she showed up a few times.
On Mondays?
Yeah, usually.
Everybody shows up on Mondays now.
Nobody shows up on Mondays except like Rachel and Abby, so you're fine.
Oh, well, I always show up on Thursdays.
Yeah, I stopped showing up on Mondays because we're not doing anything. So, like, if we were doing something, I'd totally show up. But we're not.
We'll do something one day, don't worry.
One day.
Jokes.
Hey, we're going to get the Freeman Mind thing going. That is going to happen.
Every night while I'm falling asleep, I'm thinking of things to say in that first scene.
Are you really?
And it keeps getting better.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
There's so much to do when you walk around. Like I told you, like the girls are sitting there, and then there's people looking at stuff on...
I got like a joke when the lady mentions liberation after she takes you out of that room. It's a whole thing.
Oh, we have so much stuff.
This is something that will probably actually come out.
We promise this.
Unlike
will come
the
out.
Other 20
this,
things.
This would be so
about.
Easy. It'll take us like maybe 6 hours to record and like voice over. And it's gonna be simple.
It'll be pretty easy. It'll be next year though, not the.
Not 2014. It'll be 2015.
Yeah. Shout out to 2015.
Mm-mm.
No. All right.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm not ready for it yet. I'm still rewinding.
Yeah. On YouTube.
There's some good music on there. It was pretty catchy music.
It was okay.
I really liked how
it started with "Turn Down for What," so I kind of tuned the music out.
Really? You don't like that song?
No, it sucks.
It's so
hurts me inside. It makes no sense.
I don't even know. Like, a friend of mine linked me the video, and I'm just like...
Did you watch that video?
Yeah.
What
the
fuck?
I was just like, what the fuck is this shit?
Have you watched the video?
What, the Turn Down for What video?
Yeah.
No.
It's just...
Why would I?
I don't
even... Can you watch it right now for us? I want to hear your reaction. We got nothing better to talk about. Please.
I guess.
Why couldn't you just bring your list again?
I didn't think I needed it this time, because I get harassed for it every week.
You get harassed for, like, everything every
good
week.
Good point.
True. There's a lot of bullying on this podcast, mostly directed towards Travis.
But Travis has thick skin and big
Chutzpah.
Muscles and the correct height, so.
Wow. Why you gotta be like that?
And vision that's not horrible.
You're gonna make me cry.
Well, you do need to wear glasses.
This is more for reading, and now I look smart on college campus.
Doesn't work.
I've gotten this far. I think it works just fine.
There's some pretty dumb-looking people on campus.
He's not wrong. There's, yeah. All right, so I'll probably cut this bit out. But.
Okay, we'll be quiet. Oh. But, no, we want... Can you, like...
Hold on.
So I want to hear your reaction as
right.
It's going. Can you put headphones in while you're listening to it?
Yeah, we probably can't actually listen
could.
To it because
yeah,
I'm sure ahead. We'd get, like, some licensing shit. Right. They'd just be like, LOL, shut down.
No, because we're given the, like, the... We're saying that we're not owning it. And
yeah,
it's parody. It's parody. Parody rules.
I mean, it's more, like,
for
review
use.
Or criticism rather than parody. But
also,
whatever.
We don't, we're not monetized, so...
Plus, we're not saying it's ours.
It's we're not monetized, so they
Turn
do
down
not
for
care.
What? Little John, I think. I don't fucking know.
Mm, it's not Lil John. Is it Lil John?
What? Lil John, yeah.
Okay, it's
and
Lil
DJ Snake, apparently.
All right.
Whoever
Snake?
That is playing it.
Snake? Snake.
Is it going yet?
Yeah, no, I'm watching it.
Just
like,
I like that this
can you full screen it?
Yeah.
Make it more dynamic.
This doesn't make the
doesn't make any fucking
what the,
sense.
The guy's face just blew up.
Yeah.
It doesn't make the song make any more sense either.
No. And they're, like, smashing shit on their crotches.
Hold on, wait. I don't think it's gotten that part yet.
No, yeah, it has.
Doing that.
There's crotch smashing everywhere. What? Okay. Jesus.
Yeah.
Can I stop this now?
Absolutely not.
No,
absolutely not.
You haven't gotten to the good part.
I feel my intelligence level dropping, and it was already pretty low to begin with.
Yeah, we noticed. Xylophone with a Z. What an idiot.
You're one to talk. What?
Yeah, like...
like, this is the best part right here.
My brain is so broken.
It hasn't even done it yet.
Hasn't even done what yet?
like the fucking weird ass shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, now it's doing
it. Is it the monsters?
Yup.
Yeah.
I do like the diversity in this video, though.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
You know, that's always nice. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, why do we need a close-up of that?
Doesn't even
make it any... stop. It hurts me inside.
I think you're good now.
Okay, thank God.
So what'd you think?
Just going to kill myself now. Oh, God, that's terrible.
We just made the audience wait like 3 minutes. You need to give us a good review on that.
I'm probably going to cut that out because they're not going to have any idea what I'm talking about.
Well, you can, you know...
I could put the video alongside it, I guess, but...
No,
you
can start that you're watching Turn Down for What, and then cut out the part where you're actually watching it.
Yeah.
Or, like, you can just cut in the silences between your reactions.
Perfect.
Just have, like, a whole little quick montage of, what the... I can't even... what the... Oh, what the hell?
You're not even the good part.
Montaging it. I love montages. Way to go.
Montages are pretty much the best.
Yeah.
If we do a montage, we can, like, be fucking buff like Rocky IV.
Yeah. Or any of the other Rockies, really.
Stallone. So I was watching an Honest Trailers for Expendables. And the guy was so true. Sylvester Stallone has so much plastic surgery and Botox, he can't even smile in the movie. Like, you see him try to smile, it's kind of like this weird kind of lip curl type thing. Like,
yeah.
It looks like he actually smelled something bad.
Mickey Rourke, too, to be fair. And
that other one.
That other guy.
Jason Statham.
Not Jason Statham.
No, Jason Statham.
Jet Li.
The evil guy.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Is that... Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Or is it Rutger Hauer?
No, it's Jean-Claude Van Damme. And the first one is Jean-Claude Van Damme. Or the second one. I don't even know. It might be the second
one. All I know is that Rutger Hauer was in Hobo with a Shotgun.
That's not a real movie.
Yes, it is.
Are we really that low on entertainment now?
Wasn't bad from what I heard.
And
actually.
Sharknado and all this type of crap. Are we really actually giving money to these movies?
Well, Hobo with a Shotgun was one of those movies that started out as like a joke trailer, like Machete.
Machete was a joke trailer. Show?
Yeah, it started. There was one Quentin Tarantino movie where there were some like joke grindhouse movie trailers, and one of them was Machete. And one of them was Hobo with a Shotgun.
So, along with camp, I have another question. What does grindhouse mean?
Grindhouse was a movie type that was popular in the early 90s, I want to say.
I'm not asking for when. I'm asking
that why. It was, like, very schlocky and...
Schlocky. You can't use these weird terms that nobody has
a
fucking idea.
I watch too much Movie Bob, so...
Makes sense to me.
What's schlocky?
Okay, I guess it's
best... Sherlocky?
No.
Yeah.
No, schlock.
Then a Cumberbatch.
S-C-H-L-O-C-K.
Okay.
I guess it's better to just give you an example of a grindhouse movie. Like
you just did.
Machete?
Hobo with a Shotgun.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't mean
machete,
shit to me.
Because he hasn't seen it.
Like, have you seen Death Proof?
No, I don't watch those movies.
It's a movie about...
Proving death?
Just imagine, like, those... You know, like, 90s comic books where they're, like, super focused on being gritty and, like, machismo and shit, right?
Oh, okay.
It's like that kind of shit.
I don't consider Expendables.
No, Expendables is not Grindhouse.
Okay. Give me another couple more movies that are well-known that are Grindhouse.
I can't really think of any.
Mm. That's too bad. What are you looking up?
Grindhouse.
Oh, I thought you were looking up Schlock.
No.
Schlock
Planet
is actually
Terror.
Probably a bitty, not
good, not quickly used there.
Not good to describe there, because schlock.
You guys don't know your words. You guys just try to throw big.
You don't
fancy
even
words.
Know what schlock is,
you can't even use it. So does it really matter which one's better here?
You know, if I hadn't told you that it wouldn't have worked, then you would have kept on thinking it did, though.
Red Dead Revolver is apparently an homage to Grindhouse movies. That's interesting. That's the. Red Dead Redemption is a sequel to Red Dead Revolver.
Oh.
Also, House of the Dead Overkill. Understand that. And Rage. Does that help?
No.
Oh, well, too bad.
Was it like some Schwarzenegger movies or something like that?
Machete.
Machete.
The main guy in Machete, is he actually the same character as he was in Spy Kids?
Yes.
That's awesome. That makes me so happy.
Yes, it has been confirmed that they are the same character. By Danny Trejo.
It's so incredible.
Yeah.
Spy Kids is a good movie. When are we getting Spy Kids 4?
That is not a good movie.
No, it was great.
Didn't we already get a Spy
Kids 4? Probably,
and I just
don't even... There was a 3D one. Was there one after that?
Those were awful. Like, yeah, I think they had a reboot. I think they had a reboot.
Excellent. I need to watch that.
They were really bad.
They were so good. Dude, it had the little kid in it.
It had a couple little kids in it.
Yeah, it was actually quite a few. Two.
And it had that one guy with the bug eyes. What's his name?
My favorite episode from House was one of the Spy Kids was starring, oh, yeah, and he almost died. It was pretty great.
It's pretty fantastic.
He got like anthrax poisoning or something. Yeah. And he breaks out in like these horrible disfiguring rashes and shit.
He went up to like an
attic,
a clubhouse.
Yeah,
because these kids were like, oh, we're so cool. We have this clubhouse in this abandoned house.
Is this a movie or is this actually happening in real life?
House.
It's a show.
Television show.
Oh, okay.
No, the actual kid did not get anthrax poisoning.
Okay, I'm like, why are you guys laughing? This is not funny.
It's pretty funny. It might have been based on a true story, though. Some of House's cases are. Like the one where...
it wasn't lupus?
The girl's allergic to sperm?
Probably. I was thinking of the one where the building falls on a chick and the family gives her her history, like the doctor's her history, but she's so disfigured and unrecognizable, it turns out it's actually a different girl that worked in the same building, and that the girl that the family thought it was, she actually died.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
I remember that. That, I'm pretty sure that's actually based on a story or something that happened in my hometown where some people got in a car accident and it was basically the same situation.
Wait, what's your hometown?
Gaylord. Does that help?
Gaylord.
They don't write TV shows.
It was a pretty big
Gaylord
deal.
Andrew.
You ever hear of Whitney Cirac? It's a real thing that exists.
Never even
no.
What is it? Is it a horror?
Is it like
a conspiracy?
It's a person!
Is it like Cirac Dragonclaw?
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of a big deal that this whole thing happened. It was a whole mistaken identity.
It's character
thing.
From Magic the Gathering.
Excelsior.
All right, Stanley,
that's
calm down.
That's not Magic the Gathering.
Mm. Black Magic. Capture.
Capture card. Yeah.
Well,
Elgato.
There is black magic, and it does revolve around cards.
Did you hear of the female superhero called Big Bertha?
Yes. I believe I mentioned her when we did our Marvel talk.
Probably.
How about Doll Girl?
Was she part of the Great Lakes Avengers with Big Bertha?
She is a superhero.
That doesn't answer his question.
I don't know how to answer his question.
Look it up. Find the answer.
Well, this morning's Good Mythical Morning was about five super female heroes.
Super heroines.
Do you love heroin?
Yeah, that's what I don't say because everybody makes that joke.
Yeah, I know, but it's correct.
That you can't believe are real. And so they had like a list of 10 with five of them being pretend. And they named some of the real ones and like... Putting Fong with a F-O-N-G is a real character.
Is that like Fing Fang Foom or?
No, she if I remember correctly, she can spit out poison from her
arm?
No.
Pores?
Pores, yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
And fights.
For the record, Travis was just poking his arm. So.
Yeah.
Iced tea.
I thought it was like a Spider-Man kind of dealio.
Oh, maybe.
And she fights insect aliens.
Cool. Abby would say those are the best kind of aliens.
Yeah.
Or the worst kind, I can't remember which.
Would she?
Yeah, the whole District 9 thing.
Oh. They're not insect aliens, though. They're called...
Yeah, they're totally buggies.
They're called prawns. They're crustacean aliens.
No, they're buggies.
Same thing. I want to tell you about one of my favorite superheroines. You might not have heard of her. Her name is Squirrel Girl.
Stop!
She's pretty much the best.
Squirrel Girl. All
right.
They did not name her.
Man, she must suck.
That's because she's... pretty popular in the comic thingy.
Yeah, that's why I know
she's
about
pretty
her.
Well known. She, like, there's a main story arc
here
where she beats up Wolverine.
Deadpool beat up Wolverine once. It was pretty great.
Yeah, but did he do so by summoning all of the squirrels in New York?
No, he just sort of slapped him in the face a bunch of times.
I need to read more comics.
I was actually talking about the Deadpool video game, but...
Oh, it's in the video game?
Yeah. You slap Wolverine constantly.
Probably not canon, then.
Probably not, but still pretty funny.
Still pissed that, you know, I can't buy that on Steam anymore.
Well, should have acted quicker.
Should have
gotten torrents.
Not been a...
Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't get torrents.
Yeah,
don't pirate anything,
they,
kids.
Government raided Pirate Bay recently, I heard.
They did.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And they came back up like a day later.
Did it?
It's like, LOL.
I didn't hear
we
about
don't care.
That.
I thought it's like based in like Iceland or something like that.
Could be.
Can actually. That's one of the whole things about the internet. Like, who controls it now?
America, because we're the best. Obviously.
Well, it depends on where you are for who controls it. Because, like, if you're in China, obviously the Chinese government controls the internet in China.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of the rules that are made about the internet are made in the United States. And, like, a lot of it, like, the other countries just facilitate our laws.
There's rules for the internet?
There are rules about the internet?
Can you look up, like...
I'm going to Google rules for the internet.
So,
see what
so the United States made, like, Rule 34 and stuff?
Yes. Oh, God, that's what I'm going to get is just a bunch of Rule 34.
No, there is supposedly a list of rules for the internet where there's, like, 100 of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Rulesoftheinternet.com. Let's see.
See.
Dot info?
No. Dot com.
Not reliable.
Just what, like what is sheep this? Are goats. Jesus.
This is confusing.
Dot info. Oh
my God. I'm
it
dying.
Was sheeps 101.
I don't understand what this.
No, sheeps are goats 101.info.
I can't handle what this page is throwing at me right now.
Oh, are you on 4chan?
No, rulesoftheinternet.com. It hurts me inside. It's like there's a whole. All right, here we go. Okay, the numbered rules start like halfway down the page. So.
Oh, okay.
Rule 20.20, Rainbow Dash is about 20% cooler than you. Just so you know.
I disagree. These rules are bogus.
Rule 34.5, if it isn't in Minecraft, there's a crafting idea video of it.
How the fuck is that rule 34.5?
I don't know what 34 or 34.5 is.
Here, I'll read you 34. That's actually wrong on here. It should be, if it exists, there is porn of it. No exceptions.
That's rule 34?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the gender swapping one? Isn't that like 63?
63.
Yeah. How do you guys know this stuff?
Because we spend time on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't go that dark
rule
side.
63. For every male character, there is a female version. No exceptions.
Yes. I don't.
Works the same way around.
Yeah.
I don't delve that deep into that.
Rule 64. Don't copy that floppy.
I don't know what that means.
Rule 66. The cake is the lie.
I like that one.
Rule 66.2. The lie is a cake.
We're talking about, like, portal. Lie is in the sense of it not being a truth, or lie is in, like, the chemical. I know what the cake is a lie is a reference
portal.
To. I know!
Rule 90. It's never lupus. This is a fun website.
It's true. It's
glad I found
but this. It has rule 34 wrong.
It does. I mean, it's just sort of worded wrong. It's not really wrong, necessarily. Like, the general gist of it is still there. It's just, it forgot the first part.
But it's still the
wait,
there's
so there's porn of Snicker
it,
bars?
Yeah. Is that not right?
Is
that what it,
yeah.
That's what it is.
34 is there's porn of it.
Yeah.
But I don't see where 34.5 would come in, because I thought 35,
you guys aren't answering my question.
35 was, if there's not porn of it, there will be soon.
I think people just, like, make up stuff on this website. I don't think it's really...
Probably.
Like, I wouldn't expect there to be, like, a... Point twos and stuff. That doesn't make sense. Stupid. Let's see. What's rule 35? Oh, yeah. If no porn is if it. If I,
then what the fuck?
I just had
this?
A stroke. Holy crap. If no porn is found of it, it will be made.
Then what the fuck is this rule 34.5 thing?
I don't know. It's just in there. There's 34.678.
Edit the wiki, delete that shit.
34.34 is everything in real life is on the internet. So that's interesting. 34.celeb is if you have nudes, they will be leaked.
The Fappening.
That's a good website. I'm going to put that in link dump. It's getting so link dumped so hard.
It's getting an annotation.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Man. So happy to be associated with this.
Hey, you want to walk out? You can,
no,
you can
not particularly.
Go leave.
I'm so upset about the Star Wars lightsaber.
Why? Get over it.
I can't.
It's not that big of a deal.
There's no reason for those little pinholes.
You don't know that yet.
There's no reason.
You might watch the movie and you'll do something incredible that involves the guard, and you'll be like, oh man, I'm glad he had that guard there because that looked cool.
Except he could do like the exact same thing if the guard was made of vibroblades instead
yeah.
of lightsabers.
How about that? But people, I guarantee most audiences don't understand what a vibroblade is.
Well,
I think most audiences don't understand what a lightsaber is.
Probably not when you get down to the gist of it.
Yes. Or the Force, because midichlorians now.
But they know that the Force exists and that lightsabers exist. I guarantee most people don't know that vibroblades are a thing.
Well, if they watch the Clone Wars,
they should get on our level.
I'm guessing most people probably haven't watched the Clone Wars.
Then they should be watching
Star Wars. Vibroblades have been a thing since before the Clone Wars.
Yeah, I'm saying that's when they're popularized. Oh, okay. I mean, they were in
Vibroblades were in KOTOR.
I thought they're that's what in I love. KOTOR.
KOTOR.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with them from KOTOR, but I'm not expecting a lot of people to play KOTOR.
That's my point. People don't know what Vibroblades are.
More people to watch it on.
KOTOR was pretty popular, though.
It was pretty popular, but. I mean, that was kind of like a niche-type game, though. Like, not everybody can do a turn-by-turn-based game.
I suppose that's true.
I didn't know that's what it was when I first got it. And it took me, like, 3 years to get a hold of it.
It's not really even turn-based.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. It's real-time.
Yeah, it's classified as turn-based.
Eh, it's not, though. It's not like Final Fantasy
or
Pokemon.
What I'm doing right now.
Which are
well,
turn-based.
Well, Final Fantasy isn't really turn-based either.
Yeah, it is. You take turns attacking each other. It's turn-based.
Oh, like KOTOR.
But you're doing it in real time, though, in KOTOR, though.
Final Fantasy technically is, too. Like, if you sit there, even if it's your turn, the enemies, if you sit there and do nothing, the enemies will beat the shit out of you. Because it's based off your, like, energy bar or whatever filling up. And when it fills up, you get your turn. And it fills up in real time.
I never played Final Fantasy.
I haven't either. I don't actually know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least
probably.
You're doing pretty bad.
I need to quit the podcast, I think.
At least
so.
From, I guess, 7 on, I guess before that, it was strictly turn-based, but, you know.
Shout out to Final Fantasy 7.
No.
Chick deserved to get stabbed.
Yeah, Aerith was like my least favorite character from that game.
But people cried for her still.
I don't.
I wouldn't. All right, should we end this?
Yeah.
I don't know. How long have we been going?
Hour and 3 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we can end it.
I got to get to bed. I need to be up in like 11 hours.
Shut up. So do I. Doesn't bother me any. I have no problem waking up.
I'm not going to go to bed.
I
probably won't either, to be fair. Sleep on the plane.
Got to binge watch.
Oh, yeah, because everybody loves sleeping on planes, especially tall people.
Super comfortable. I got an exit row seat. I'll be fine.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You just got
to won't actually be fine, but I do have an exit row.
You just got to buy your seat to the seat next to you and the seat in front of you, and you can just like
that's what I should do.
What kind of plane are you taking down to Louisiana? Like one of those big ones?
No,
I don't.
I take a little
big ones
jumper.
Come here.
He goes from here to another airport, and then
well,
I'm going from here to Chicago and then Chicago to Houston.
So, you're not taking a regular plane?
I don't know what that means. What is a regular
okay? I've only been on one kind of plane before.
He's taking a fighter jet.
Shut up, shut up. So I went from here to
a helicopter,
Detroit,
actually.
From Detroit down to Grand Rapids, and the whole time we were on like those little puddle jumpers where it takes like 30 people. And that's like it.
Oh, those
that's
are
what,
the worst.
Yeah,
they're completely awful.
Well, take to Chicago.
But one time I got one of
those.
Well,
I know that's what you're going to take to Chicago because I know it goes out of here.
Out of Chicago, it'll
why be. Why did I ask from where you're going to go to Louisiana?
I don't actually know.
How many layovers do you have between Chicago and Louisiana?
It's not about how many, it's about how long.
It's pretty long. It's. I think
if he doesn't have many, then he'll almost certainly be in a big plane.
It's one with, like, 3 seats on each side, I imagine.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, so it's a bigger plane.
Yeah,
okay.
it's not 2 on each side, like my little pole jumpers.
Or it might be 2 on each side,
I
don't
those,
know. No, because I have
one
that's 8
in
seats.
The, one, the fucking stewardess was a total bitch to me.
The stewardess loved me. Except she made me put my, like, I have my laptop, like, in front of my knees and down the seat. Flip the fuck out.
Yeah,
so
did the one for me.
I'm like, suck it. Get over it. It's not going to inhibit my safety.
And she
you weren't supposed to do that. That's
she
why.
She flipped the fuck out because, like, I put my armrest up or whatever.
Oh,
like,
you have to leave everything down in locked position, sir.
Because those are the rules.
Fuck no.
You guys should really try following the rules when you're on an airplane.
No, they just need to give me alcohol.
Hey, I can order alcohol on an airplane now.
Yeah, but it's expensive as shit, dude. It's like $7 for a glass. Don't even.
But being drunk would totally make me.
Then do it before you get on.
That's true.
My dad flew to Australia this week. I wonder if he was drunk on that flight.
Does your dad drink often?
Yeah.
Drunk on Vegemite.
Relatively often.
Vegemite sandwich.
That's a good song.
It's a fantastic song.
They got sued.
Good.
Recently.
Why? Vegemite?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, weren't they schooled by, like, Girl Scouts or something?
Men at Work. No, they were sued by, like, the Australian government for copyright because...
Wasn't it from the Girl Scouts?
No.
I swear it was something with the Girl Scouts.
Because the flute part is too similar to the Australian folk song Kookaburra, which I think
that is exactly yeah, Kookaburra.
They got sued for it.
Wait, so it took them like 40 years to sue.
Yeah.
They were a little bored. They didn't really know what to do.
We really don't have anything going.
Sue men at work.
We need some money. Let's see.
Hey, copyright. I mean, fucking Kookaburra has to be like open source is the wrong it term probably for had, it.
No, you're absolutely correct. Like, who owns the rights to Kookaburra?
Well, after something like, I don't know. Like who owns 10 the right years,
to Mother Goose?
It's like
rhymes.
So many years after death. Like, it's why you can use classical music and everything, because the owner of it
died. I don't think that's exactly right, but I know what you're
it's
trying to get
similar.
At.
It's similar. Copyright like, laws and shit. Like, eventually it becomes an open source kind of deal.
I think it's like after so long that they've stopped, like, getting the royalties off of it is when the copyright becomes.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about that copyright law works. Like, copyright laws for music and copyright laws for, like, movie rights are different.
Yeah. What are you saying? There's nothing to do with Girl Scouts, is there?
It says that the copyright was actually held by the Girl Guides Association, which I think is, like, Australian Girl Scouts or something.
Mm.
Hang on. Girl Guides Association of Victoria.
Why the fuck would they have the rights to Kookaburra?
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm
they
not.
They probably got them cheap.
I'm not even Australian, and I know Kookaburra.
Everybody knows Kookaburra.
Yeah, I don't know what any of this means. There are like scouts, and there's different like levels based on your age and stuff. But
scout the Australian wilds. Yeah. Hunt them alligators / crocodiles.
I'm pretty sure the crocodiles aren't alligators. There's no alligators in Australia.
How do you know? You ever been there?
Yes.
Oh, well.
No, I have not. But
have you ever wrangled a crocodile in Australia?
I want to.
Have you ever fought?
I would be more than happy to fight an alligator or a crocodile. I would never fight a bear.
What about a kangaroo?
Kangaroo, absolutely.
They would kill you.
No way.
You would be dead.
I would tear that thing
apart. A crocodile would kill you, too.
No.
Dude.
Dude, he's basically the reincarnation of Steve Irwin, so.
Dude, no. You go behind it, you throw a sweatshirt over its eyes, and you grab it from the throat
up.
Oh,
so you're a pussy. You gotta fight it head on.
You wanna fight it head on? Fuck you, dude.
Fun fact, that would not work on a kangaroo.
That's not.
You would still die.
Fighting it is not, you know.
Google how hard is it to fight a kangaroo.
Oh, my God.
Fighting does not constitute sneaking up behind it and putting shit over its
assassins
eyes.
Are well known through a history.
Assassins
of
don't
not fighting,
fight.
That's the whole point.
They assassinate.
Alright, I'm going to assassinate a fucking crocodile by grabbing it and tickling its throat.
Okay, that's different.
What was that?
There's a difference between assassins.
Video.nationalgeographic.com. World's deadliest. Kangaroo kickboxing.
Us will try it.
You would die. Things can get downright deadly when male kangaroos fight over mating rights.
Hey, whoa.
With their gigantic feet, these boomers deliver kicks that can crush bone and even kill their opponents.
These boomers. Boomabile here.
Can you say it over again, but can you do it in your best Australian accent?
No, because I don't have an Australian
That's
accent.
Why I want to hear it. Come on.
My sister's married to an Australian. I can't.
Come on.
Wait, I've for serious?
For our audience.
That's why my dad's going to Australia.
For the lulz.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing it.
See, you can't have any
plots.
I can't have fun. That's the whole thing. I need to keep you guys in line.
Hmm.
If Chris had brought alcohol and gotten you guys drunk, then I wouldn't feel so stupid doing it.
You know, I can go get alcohol right now.
I've already that's too late. Yeah, before a while. Why'd you even hesitate to?
Which we should wrap this up.
Because eventually. I had to come here straight from an exam. And
you could have texted us and we would have been.
I don't have either of your phone numbers.
I would have waited. You could have sent an email.
Email.
My phone doesn't have email.
Mm.
Boy, your phone sucks.
Then you do need
a phone.
You should have come over here, told us, hey, I'm going to go buy alcohol, and then left, and we still would have waited for
also,
you.
Also, you're not allowed to buy alcohol up here after 10 o'clock. So.
Was after
what?
Midnight.
Yeah.
I bought it at Walmart at like 3 a.m.
Well,
I know it, like
they're not supposed to.
I know like at Econo it's midnight.
And gyms is 10 o'clock.
Mm.
And I think bars is 10 o'clock too.
What about
KBC?
I don't fucking know.
Bars are normally open porn until 2. That's
yeah.
When the bell goes.
Chris, get your act together.
That was me slapping your face.
Nice way to
you
go.
You missed.
You missed big time.
Well, this is like an alligator. You don't go from the front.
You're really intimidated by it.
I gotta go and have to throw a sweatshirt over his eyes. And I have to grab him by the throat.
That might work on Chris.
Maybe.
Oh,
I could imagine him being like One of those birds where...
The difference being is, like, unlike an alligator, I can just fall backwards and have my weight crush your ribs.
No, but I imagine that if it's, like, really dark, then you just assume that it's time to go to sleep.
No, that's when he says awake, remember? He's not
Oh, that's right, I forgot. When it's
really light, that's when I fall asleep.
So just get a flashlight.
Flashlight yep. is shining in your face and you just pass out.
Like a narcoleptic.
All right, so on the note of narcoleptics, let's end this podcast.
This late night cast.
Late night.
Dude, it's so late right now.
Not really.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
If you're listening to this on iTunes,
hopefully it was
incredible.
As good for you as it was for me.
And we love you.
It wasn't.
Sorry to dissatisfy another person.
Do you mean
another dissatisfied customer?
Dissatisfied.
Okay.
It's a real word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take my word for it, though.
You guys are awful with your thesaurus this week, I gotta say.
You're awful with your thesaurus every week.
No, I'm actually really on because that's all I do for my major.
You're bad with your dictionary, then.
No.
You're bad with your biology.
No, what I am bad with is movie words, like schlep.
Like
schlock. No, schlep. Schlep is actually a music term.
I'm pretty sure that's not the only definition for schlep.
Can we turn that into an insult, too?
You schlep. I'm pretty sure that is already...
Well, if you're somebody who has to schlep things, then it's implied that you're pretty low on the totem pole.
Oh, nice. Actually pretty late night cast.
Travis just yawned, so I'm pretty sure we should end this. So stick tuned next week for a Christmas-themed episode.
Goodbye.
It's not going to be Christmas-themed. It's going to be exactly the same as all the other episodes.
I'll sing jingle bells.
Please don't.
Because you're Santa Claus, remember?
Too many
things. No, you were Santa Claus. You were Santa Claus. And it was ironic that he wasn't Santa Claus.
Right.
I remember now.
He was St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Man, you don't even remember your own intros?
You were the Easter.
Oh, that's the one. That's right.
Yeah. Because it was holiday themed.
That's right. What was I thinking?
About hot tubs.
Good point. You win. High five.
That sucked.
One more time. Look at the elbow.
That sucked.
Look at the elbow. He's looking down at his phone. Doesn't even care.
Sorry.
Wow.
I should have just fucking...
should have kept going.
Yeah.
Redirected. Yeah, that's the only way to miss high fives. Gotta make your list.
You guys are not good past 8. Kill me on the other hand. Just kill me.
I can go all night.
Just beat my brain.
I mean, legitimately, because I can arrange that.
I can hire a kangaroo or...
Well,
because those boomers
take this chair.
Oh God, no, Chris, please.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Have we said goodbye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to say it again.
No, I don't.
All right.
Call me Ice-T.
Why would we call you that? You've not earned that nickname in the
slightest. I have.
Maybe like...
All my shit's original.
That doesn't mean you earned it.
Maybe Vanilla Ice.
But that has nothing to do with T. The T is part of Travis.
Fine. We can call you like T-Bone.
Like the steak?
Alternatively,
like the black guy from The Walking Dead, but...
Or that was T-Dog.
Dogs like bones.